Hey, I'm Brody Brazil, and welcome to Teal Town After Dark.
Hey, boys and girls, welcome in to another episode of Teal Town After Dark following a Sharks loss. March 31st for you, everyone. Hockey is for everyone, except for people who want to win games, I guess. I don't know what the deal is. Hey, welcome in. We go live after every single Sharks game. Do us a favor, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and hit that subscribe button down there. Help us support the Sharks by supporting the channel. Thank you very much for that. I am your host right now, AJ underscore strong on the social media platforms. We'll see if anybody else joins. It's been that kind of a night. It's why we're kind of on this late, be honest with you. And shout out to the haters. You know, I don't think we've ever started a show where we were like already had like four downvotes. But shouts out to the haters. You know, they hate us because they ain't us. So let's get into this one. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I'm not gonna lie. I wanted Jones to start this game. You look at the numbers. The last time Jones faced the Flames, he put up a 947 save percentage. The last time Dell faced these guys, I think it was somewhere in the 700s. He got torched for seven goals on New Year's Eve. I understand that Jones played last night, but then again, Coach DeBoer actually said a couple weeks ago that we're going to ride Jones until a playoff position is set in stone, until it doesn't matter. Well, nothing was set in stone coming into this game. So based on all that, I'm a little surprised that Jones didn't get the start tonight. I mean, Jones is 4-1 versus the Knights and Flames this season. Dell, including tonight, is now 0-3. So, and, you know, I don't want to sit here and get into some ridiculous debate about, you know, just, you know, Jones would have let in those same goals tonight or this, that, and the other. Like, I don't want to get into all of the hyperbole and minutia. I'm just going straight by the numbers that I have, that I've looked up. Jones, 4-1. Dell, 0-3. Okay? So, anyway. Other than that, thanks for watching. Oh, and by the way, everybody, a couple things real quick before we get deeper. Someone will win a Chia. One of the viewers will win a Chia Pet this evening. Jumbo Chia Pet after those amazing jumbo chirps we heard tonight. So someone's getting one of those. And we are now on Spotify. So if you've been listening to our audio streams, be it on SoundCloud, iTunes, Blueberry, Google, Stitcher, whatever, if Spotify is your preferred platform, can never get that out. Spotify is your preferred platform. You can listen to us on there now. So let's get into this. Minute 7 in. Couture's called for interfering with Goodrow. I'm sorry, not Goodrow. Goodrow. It's going to be a lot of that. Should we just say Johnny Hockey so we don't mistake him for Barkley? But if you go and look at this, and by the way, most of the stuff, I would say 95% of the stuff that we talk about, you can find GIFs of this on the Teal Town USA Twitter feed. So go check that out. But for me, this was a backwards call. If you go and look at it, Couture seemed to be the one that was interfered with. But of course, you know, you're not going to make the call on the little dude when the big dude is involved, right? That seems to be the thing that it, the way it goes. Hold on. Wait, what? Can we not, guys? You know, Andrew and Steve in the chat. Dude, everybody mellow out, man. Let's save the passion for the playoffs, boys. Okay? Just save the passion for the playoffs. There's no reason to, like, lose your minds. We're all rooting for laundry, man. We're all just rooting for a lot of teal laundry. So everybody chill out. Believe you me, I've been there multiple times. Just take a deep breath. If you can't have a beer, go smoke a joint. If you can't do that, take a walk around the block. But everybody just, we know it's like, you know, 8 losses in the last 9 games, but just everybody take a breath. We'll get through this. Okay. At 9:40, after that interference call where luckily Flames did not score, at 9:40, I will say that was, took about almost 10 minutes for the Sharks to get into this game, at least for me, and a great cycle, again, by that third line. That Thornton line really seems to bring some energy when it's needed sometimes, when you see like the Hurdle line or the Couture line not getting good looks on early. And granted, they're going to face the heavier defense from the opponent. So it was nice to see Thornton and Sorensen and the boys kind of try to find a rhythm, get some energy going. And just a couple short minutes after that, boom, Timo time. Timo getting his 30th of the season. You know, talk to me. Raise your hand right now if you were talking to us on October 30th saying Timo was going to score 30, Hurdle was going to score 35, you know, Pavelski was going to border on 40. And let's be honest, if Pavelski doesn't miss these last seven games, he's probably at 40 goals. So that's where it was. And let's also call out the elephant in the room on this goal. The pass from Jonas Donskoy between his legs, like no look, just knew where Timo was going to be, just flipped it right between his own legs. Boom. Hey, now. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Do we have puck guy or no?
I don't know, dude.
No, we don't have puck guy. So we took a shot and we move on. So 14:58 though. Oh, then the storm surge for Calgary would happen. 14:58 would be the start of letting in three goals in a minute and 15 seconds, the quickest 75 seconds in Sharks history for me. Starting off with Monahan from Gaudreau. Gaudreau just threads a needle through. Braun is sitting right in front of Dell, and the puck goes right between his legs, right onto Monahan's stick, right behind Dell. Braun's in the right place. He's where he should be, but not able to break up that pass. Not a great game from Braun tonight. I think I meant to say Brawny tonight. Sounds better, doesn't it? But 14:58, Monahan would tie this. And then a short 30 seconds later, Jankowski, this is one that maybe you look at and say, okay, Dell needs to have this save. You can have that debate, okay? The Monahan one, that's not going to happen. Braun needs to break up that pass. But Jankowski, that's a goal that I look at and I go, whoa. Again, all of these are on Twitter, so you can go check those out on the Teal Town USA timeline.
Yep.
And then a quick, 45 seconds after that, Prout with a very nice deke on Aaron Dell. It was just it's a solid deke. You know, a lot of most goalies are not going to have that. They're not going to foresee that. But it was a nice deke. Unfortunately, it's a guy getting his first goal of the season in game 78 on the year. You know, that doesn't help matters. What are you going to do? Puck guy is on assignment. I'm trying to read the notes, read this, and keep an eye on the chat, but give me a break. It's tough. So that's the way the first period would shake out. Shots on goal, not great, guys. 6-11 in favor of Calgary, but that would get worse as we move into the second. Oh Lord, would that get worse? at 7:27, Joakim Ryan would score for the Calgary Flames. If you don't know what I mean, was Backlund gets the credit for the goal, but Backlund just threw it out right in front of the crease, and you know, Ryan's streak of incredibly awful luck continues. This guy, I mean, if it wasn't for bad luck, he would have no luck at all. This guy should work in Vegas as a cooler right now, because the dude is a black cloud personified, unfortunately. But that's what would happen at 7:27. Backlund gets credit for a Joakim Ryan goal in his own net. Then at 9:15, Gambrell would hook Gaudreau. Again, nothing really comes out of that. If you know, that, I mean, the Sharks gave the Flames every opportunity, giving them six power play chances tonight. And I guess the one silver lining, if we want to go Pollyanna on this, is the fact that the Sharks were able to give up six power play opportunities and shut down each one. We know that their special teams as a whole over the last stretch of 10 games has not been good. I think the PK, since the beginning of the month, fell from like 9th to like 22nd. It has not been great. So then the thing that baked everybody's noodle in this, at 12:36 of the second, the Sharks get called for too many men. Yes, they are still getting called for this in game 78 of the season, but they get called for hella fellas. This time, though, everybody losing their minds on Twitter because it was served by Dylan Gambrell and not Kevin LeBanc. And you can ask Rocket. She will say that's the reason why the Sharks lost, because when LeBanc serves a too many men penalty, the Sharks have like a 98 winning percentage. But the worst part about this, 12 minutes of the second period, the Sharks had one shot on goal, and they would finish that period with a lowly 3 shots on goal the entire second period. You know, when you give up 3 in 75 seconds, and then you only figure out a way to put up 3 shots on goal, yeah, that's a scotch of a problem. And then to finish off the second, Giordano would hold Haley in the corner at 19:09. The Sharks don't make much of their power play opportunity at the end of that, and the Sharks take a minute 10 of power play time into the third. All right. Well, I see Chris joined us, but let's just finish this off because there really isn't much more to get to, and then we can do high-level stuff. But start the third period at 5:23. Logan Couture off Meyer and Hurdle. Nice tic-tac-toe play on this. I mean, Hurdle's on the right side, finds Timo on the left side, who bounces it back to Couture on the right side, who buries one. And that was the key. You had Mike Smith moving laterally. Would have been nice to see a little bit more of that. But unfortunately, that chance of hope would last for about 3 minutes until Frolik beat a scrambling Arundel. I'm not sure where. It looked like he was off to go get a cup of coffee or something. I don't know. He was all sorts of outside of the crease, outside of the paint. Donskoy, of course, at this point would get demoted to the fourth line. And then you get the one little, okay, well, Kevin LeBanc would score at 16:34 off Heed and Ryan. I guess, okay, Ryan, there's one good thing you did. That was the all Barracuda goal tonight. And the Sharks are now 0-1 whenever the broadcast crew wears some hideous My Team's gear. I mean, those outfits, those gold Monday Night Football jackets that Brody and Curtis were wearing, the ties were okay. And then what looked to be like a NASCAR jacket that Randy Hahn was, oh no. So that's kind of it, boys. That's the way this one scrambles in. Chris, you want to jump in here with anything? And I'll try to sit here and okay. Andrew, I don't know why Laurel threw the band hammer, but again, please, everybody just mellow out in the chat. We're all just here to have a good time. We're all just rooting for laundry. Everybody just mellow. But I do appreciate you, Laurel, for keeping an eye on things.
Yeah, Chris? I see Laurel jumping in there full on.
And Chris cannot be heard either. We're back to silly YouTube audio problems. First Eric, now Chris. I don't know what is going on with YouTube over like the last 2 to 3 weeks. The audio issues are spectacular. Spectacular. So I guess we can try to get Chris on, or if he logs off and comes back. Who knows? I don't know at this point. Let's get into the final numbers here. Shots on goal, 28 for the Flames, 15 for the Sharks. Again, it's going to be hard to win games when you're only putting 15 shots on goal. Remember, this is a Sharks team that was killing it. Like, what, I think in the first month and a half, they like led the league in shots on goal. And 15 against the team that is ahead of you that you're trying to catch, you want to send a message. I mean, yeah, messages were sent to Vegas last night. But if you get past Vegas, you know that you're probably very likely going to face Calgary. So 15 shots on goal doesn't send much of a message. And we want to welcome everybody. I noticed Brody and Curtis have gone off the air. So anybody who has just joined and new here, by all means, please settle in. Everybody be chill in the chat, please. Oh, so everybody can hear Eric and Chris. It's just I can't hear these people. Well, that's fantastic. How?
Can you hear me now?
So,
can you hear me now?
I don't know what to do with that since I can't hear anything. So, shots on goal 28-15. Faceoff circle was owned by Calgary 65-35%. Go back to the power plays. Calgary 0-6, Sharks 0-2. They don't get any better on the power play. Penalty minutes, the Sharks taking 22 penalty minutes tonight. Of course, that's padded by Michael Haley getting a misconduct at the end. Not really sure what that was about. If he said something wrong about a referee's mom or something, who knows? Hits were about half of what happened in the from the Vegas game last night. 20 for the Flames, 22 for the Sharks. Flames blocked 20, Sharks blocked 11. Giveaways were 15 for Calgary, 13 for San Jose. And as we drill down into the numbers, a couple of guys got a little more ice time. Dylan Gambrell hitting 13 minutes tonight. Michael Haley, of course, holding up the pole with 8:37, which figures. And that's kind of it. And Chris and Puck Guy, evidently you can be heard. Evidently I'm the only one who can't hear you. So if you guys want to jump in now, I'll just slide into the production role and let you guys go on. But let's see here. Jonas Donskoy gets another demotion. What are you going to do? I don't know how many of those he's going to get. And again, what Aaron Dell, okay, maybe it's the stats, but Aaron Dell got 59-59 of time on ice. What? But okay. Anyway, so I guess, you know what? I'll wait for Chris to jump in so you have someone to talk to here. But anything else stand out here? Oh, no, just a lot of minus ones, no positives. Nobody got, you know, did a good plus minus tonight because, you know, that's a useless stat. But Meyer, Couture, LeBanc, you know, guys that you are looking for to make big plays. Hurdle, again, had another beast-like night. I mean, if he is not the MVP of the Sharks this season, I don't know who is. Is Chris going to be joining us, please? With that, if somebody, while we wait for Chris to log on, anybody, if anybody has any questions in the chat, feel free to throw it down. I'll be coming up with some sort of trivia question to get somebody a Jumbo Chia. Jumbo with some great chirps tonight, by the way. Again, you can find everything, all the gifts and everything on the Teal Town USA timeline on Twitter. I would pay to see a Condors CUDA series if both make it to the second round. I don't know. The Condors, man, they went on like a ridiculous, like, didn't they win like 15 in a row or like 16 of 17 games? I mean, it was insane. And so with that, Chris now, or Eric now has someone to talk to. So I'm just going to slide into the background. Have a good time, boys.
All right, Chris, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. This is the weirdest thing.
Oh gosh. I love technology.
Isn't it wonderful?
The question is, I guess if they can see us or not, or if they're just going to see AJ there, but,
he might have to do what we did before is toggle us back and forth. So, all right. Well, hi everyone. AJ, thank you very much for that recap, but, to kind of go off of that, Chris, everything is pretty much set now. Flames win the Pacific and the Western Conference regular season title. We'll see if the, banner gets raised in October, but everything is set now for the Sharks. They will play Vegas and most likely either Wednesday or Thursday. I guess it's so weird to talk about a playoff series that's like 10 days out, though.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull up my tabs here because I closed everything thinking it was me because, yeah, wonderful technology. But
right.
that was I missed most of the game, but, man, that was going out with a whimper. I hear, you know, near the end of the second period, I'm listening. You know, I put it on Dan Rusnowski on my way home, and I hear the Sharks had like 8 shots. Like, yeah, what is that?
It was really bad when you only get, you know, I think a total of 3 shots in the second period. Just unacceptable. And it seems like they empty the battery out for Vegas to make sure they get home ice.
I mean, Randy was talking a bit about how, you know, Mike Smith has normally owned this team, but, you know, it's not hard to own this team when they only get 15 shots on goal all night. I mean, it's amazing the guys make goals as they did with so few shots. I mean, and, you know, I don't have all the stats in front of me, but were there a lot of blocks or were they just not getting any possession?
A little bit of both, I think. AJ, can you hear us? Apparently not.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Ah, there we go.
Hey, now.
So... yeah, it was, as I pull up the stats here, they had 20 blocks to San Jose's 11. So
Is there a little bit of an echo?
Nope, just no echo.
No, you're not bad.
Oh, but, I was really hoping for the voice of God.
Yeah. I mean, Brent Burns gets like 15 shots blocked a game, so 20 blocked isn't really that crazy. But it just seems like, just from what I saw, the Flames had the puck a lot more than the Sharks had the puck. And did Jones start tonight?
No, it was Dell tonight.
Okay, so the whole ugly mess was him. It wasn't just
this is something I pointed out. Dell is 0-3 now versus Vegas or versus Flames in the Golden Knights, whereas Jones is 4-1 against the Knights and the Flames, but they started Dell. Okay.
And the weirdest thing too is that you have PDP, what, not even a week ago, say that Jones is going to play every game until there's nothing meaningless to play, and then you pull that. Now, granted, yes, I get it, it's back-to-backs, but come on.
I mean, I don't have that big of an issue with it, because, I mean, it was already a long shot to get to the Flames anyways, and no need to, you know, whatever risks come with a back-to-back injury, yada, 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 at this point. Just hope that Jones gets his head on straight, because, you know, when the calendar turns to April and May, he magically just turns into a great goalie. That's just literally how it goes. Looking at the schedule, I assume the playoffs are probably going to start probably like around Wednesday the 10th, I'm going to guess.
Yeah,
April 10th.
Yeah, and it looks like pretty much open availability with the exception of like an event in Vegas and an event in San Jose. So they can start the series whenever. So that's not a problem.
So we're probably looking at probably like, because we're never on opening night. So it's going to probably be like Thursday the 11th is my guess would be. So probably Thursday the 11th and then Saturday the 13th are probably going to be our first two games against Vegas.
Well, I don't know. Just because, when was the last time you saw LA and Anaheim? When have you ever seen LA and Anaheim host the Sharks back to back in SoCal? So maybe the Sharks do this season start, on opening day. Who knows?
This is true. My guess though is, I mean, Thursday and Saturday games though tend to be those days that they frequently play on anyways. Like they don't play a ton of like Wednesday games or anything like that to begin with.
Right. And granted, everything goes out the window come playoff time. The Barracuda are on the road the 10th, 12th, and 13th. So the building's open. Ideally, I would think they probably wanted a Thursday, Saturday series opener. But I think they got to wait till everything is final, because who knows? Arizona could be in where you could have a 7 p.m. start there. You can, Colorado, they could stretch it out to 7 p.m. our time as well. So it'll be interesting to see.
Fact or fiction from the chat from Rob saying Ryan sits in the press box for the last three games. I'm going to say that is absolute fiction, because if Ryan hasn't sat in the press box for the last five, he's definitely not going to be sitting for these final three.
Yeah, I agree. And if EK65 isn't ready to go, I think he's staying in.
Well, we better hope that he's ready to go and that magically he's up to form, Pavelski's up to form. I mean, right now I have a hard time picturing the Sharks beating Vegas in this series. You never know, but it's going to take either one of those guys coming back in form like gangbusters, or it's going to take Jones finding the Martin Jones of April, May, and June from a couple years ago and locking things down. Like he can't let in bad goals if they're going to have any shot in that series.
Well, I think it's part that, and I think it's also part if Fleury comes back. I think Subban makes Vegas beatable. It just depends on if Fleury is healthy at some point during the series.
I just have a feeling that, and granted his wife just had a baby as well, that I'm thinking that, yeah, he's injured, but I also think he's been getting some paternity leave time. So,
I mean, and that they can beat him. Like I absolutely think they can score against Vegas. I'm more worried about them being able to keep the puck out of their own net. Cause, well, two things. One, of course, being Jones is just, he's had a bad, bad year this year. Like there, you know, I know some people are like the defense is yes, absolutely. But every single number you look at, pretty much, whether it's high danger, low danger, every single number has been bad this year for Jones overall. And that, I'm just can't sugarcoat it. He has to be like a rock for them in that playoff series, or they are going to be out. I mean, Vegas already is going to get their chances. Even if the Sharks defense plays great, they're going to get chances because they're fast. They roll four lines, you know, all the usual stuff. So it's going to be, can the right Jones show up?
I completely agree. It depends on the Sharks' defense and the net minding, and honestly, their discipline. And they got a taste of what playoff officiating was going to be like last night. Now make sure they stay on their head a little bit there.
I mean, what I saw last night's game, I saw good things. They can win the series, but like I said, Jones has to at least be solid. Like, he can't be subpar. And yeah, hopefully Pavelski's back. I mean, I'm really hoping they're keeping him out longer than they have to, just to be on the safe side for all that.
And Steve Cropper saying, what do we need our guys back from injury? And good luck. Yes. And yes, good luck is not having a puck go off your skate like it did on the fourth Calgary goal tonight. So.
Well, it's funny, we're talking about luck when it comes to Vegas, of course, you know, of all the teams. So just a kind of a early, you know, teaser. So we're probably going to have multiple Vegas podcasters we'll be talking to. You know, I'm sure you guys have heard us on like a Vegas hockey podcast before. We've been on there a couple times, so we'll probably be doing something with them, talking to Vegas hockey coverage as well, and then Sinbin.Vegas as well. So we're going to have a lot of content coming up in the coming week or so. Now that we know it's going to be Vegas, we'll start getting dates on the calendar and probably start recording some of that stuff and releasing it in the days leading up to the playoffs.
I'm honestly shocked that VGK coverage has not come in to troll us a little bit, but that's okay.
Well, you know, Fleury's going to beat all y'all. Sorry, I can't do that accent.
Oh, no.
Oh no, I will. If he gets on with post games, I will absolutely taunt him a little bit, because, you know, all in good fun.
Yep. All right. So, AJ, shall we? Is it time?
It's time.
Maybe
for not. A sound effect.
Have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around.
It's wraparound. All right, so a bunch of games to get to on the NHL wraparound on this Sunday night, the last day of March. Rangers 3, Flyers nothing. Georgiev with the shutout for the Rangers. That beer sounder you just heard was for the Desert Dogs, keeping their playoff hopes alive as they beat the Wild 4-0. Galchenyuk, Archibald, and Hinostroza with the goals as Kemper gets the shutout for the Coyotes. In Pittsburgh, 3-1 the final. Hurricanes lose to the Penguins. Hornquist, McCullen, and Wilson, the goals there as McElhinney loses for the Hurricanes. In Buffalo, Bobrovsky shut now. Exciting there. In Detroit, the Red Wings double up on the Bruins, including Heros getting his first NHL goal, shocking against the Sharks. And then the Flames beat the Sharks 5-3. That is your wraparound. And moving on.
As we pour one out for Eric's internet connection.
Oh, really?
Oh, I was wondering if that was me, but it's how silly of me.
Nope. Look at the chat, boys and girls. You went full-blown AOL, and I don't think anybody heard anything that you had to say about the Jacket Savers game or the Red Wings Bruins game.
Excellent.
AOL falling down. Damn it. Where's my 600-hour disc? I swear I still have it.
I gave it to you at the...
I know! There.
Did Totoro steal it?
Well, I mean, 600 hours. I can't blame him, really.
Oh, geez. Well, Sabres lost. Whatever. Moving on. So, like we said, everything is set in the... West, at least in the Pacific. Calgary will face the lowest seed team right now. That is Colorado at 85 points. Arizona clinging on one game back, and Colorado has a game in hand. Avs or the Desert Dogs? Maybe slightly a chance for Minnesota, but doubtful. Winnipeg currently clinging on to the top spot in the Central. They have 43 rows. That's what's going to hold them up right now. Nashville, with three games to go, tied with the Jets at 94, but they have 40 rows.
Yep. Heads up. Felix asking, when are you guys going to have the annual Teal Town USA playoff preview show? Asking for a friend. That will be coming up sometime after next Saturday, Fan Appreciation Night at the Tank.
Yep. We will be on, I want to say, Sunday, once the schedule is released, to get that word out. And
thank
just
you
keep
to
out.
Laurel for the $1.99 donation. I'm assuming the $1.99 is... somehow indicative of the amount of shots that the Sharks had in the second period.
I would figure, you know, if you donate 14.4 for, you know, Eric's internet connection, as in kilobits.
Oh boy. All right. So that's the West right there in a nutshell. The East, starting to get around. Can you believe Toronto still hasn't clinched a playoff spot yet?
Yeah, Toronto. Can't believe Toronto hasn't clinched a playoff spot. I talk to Leafs fans every day at work, and they're a little anxious right about now.
Dude, Boston's going to win that series in three.
They are not happy about seeing Boston in the first round. But I mean, Tampa just railroaded everybody in the
juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I saw someone on Twitter saying, "Oh yeah, I don't want Tampa to go to the finals. That'd be boring."
What?
I don't believe you watch a single Tampa game if you think that's going to be boring.
Hey, President's they Trophy have a... curse is real, people.
Nah, it's true. No, it really isn't.
But a plus 97 goal differential. If you like goals, Tampa's the team for you. I mean, my goodness.
And as in life.
As in hockey, it takes goals to win.
I mean, Montreal... they clinched like the President's Trophy like 2 or 3 weeks ago, didn't they?
Felt like two or three months, but yeah.
Jeez.
The funny thing is the Sharks could have been like could have followed them like a few days later, which was the funniest thing.
Yeah, then the Sharks decided to back into that with this nice long losing streak.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he said!
We're trying to keep it upbeat, folks. We're trying to keep it upbeat, but you know.
Yeah.
Try to keep doing whatever it is you're doing.
Thank you very much, Pavs.
Oh yeah.
Columbus at 94, with three games to go. Carolina with three games to go at 93. They've slipped up a little bit, and now they have Montreal breathing down their necks at 92. So we definitely got a lot of excitement down the stretch, for sure here, Chris, as we find out who's getting in the wild cards. Could Toronto fall apart?
Oh, hey now, Jerry F. Here's to another great weekend up here with the Sharks. Last night OT win was amazing. Let's get healthy for the playoffs and get Jumbo a cup. Thank you very much for the donation, Jerry. And for that, this one's for you, Jer.
Good evening, Sharks fam.
And that's how my voice sounds like after yelling at the officiating last night. By the way, Jerry, great to see you last night at the game. Great to see also Sarah as well. So
I've seen some streams where they actually have a set up automatic sound effect when someone donates just to go automatically. And that,
I'm working on it.
I need to figure out how to do that so we can just have it. Somebody donates. Good evening, Sharks.
No, if somebody
shut
donates,
up, Chris.
I want to do this.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey. Or
see, I would have done like I would have gone with like one of those gold ding dongs as our little thing, or Wookiee noises for sure. Especially with this.
Or could
deal.
Do the AOL dial up sound.
Oh shit!
Definitely not horns. Just like I could imagine us talking and suddenly someone does that, just jump.
No, you know what we should do? We should set up any donation for $10 or lower, or I should for $9.99 or lower. Any donation, the automatic sounder is Vancouver scores from Puck Guy, and then anything $10 and over, we have like Rocket do something really sexy.
Well, goals.
There's a method goals. To our badness.
Yes.
Speaking of sound effects. Can we briefly talk about the CUDA?
How you gonna do that hockey?
I don't know. How do we do that hockey?
I will remember you.
So the Barracuda went into Bakersfield last night and beat the Condors 4-2 on a great third period that saw Fitzgerald, Atunov, and Veal get goals. All in succession. Only Cooper Merides' 19th was only the only goal that separated all of them. Barracuda went 4-2, starting to pull things back together as they are pretty much locked, going to be locked into that number two spot, and most likely going to face San Diego, Colorado, or Tucson in the playoffs, and most likely have home ice. So
I am really rooting for San Diego there. That way I can see some games.
Right. And you'll be able to go down and check those out. So wait, we may have Barracuda After Darks coming, and maybe we'll get Chris as a check-in if he goes down to the ones in San Diego.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Or we could get Lacey on here, or someone who actually knows what they're talking about.
Oh yeah.
Lacey! Yeah, he was at the game tonight, and I can probably guess he was not pleased. So,
oh, good for you!
No, he's just having fun. So, with
this reminds me of when Brody came on the first time and just found the little sound effect box and just kept on punching it, putting on dog face and other stuff.
That pirate.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but you tell him.
Oh, thank you, Nabby. So, Chris, I guess final thoughts and where the people can find you.
Final thoughts is please, Martin Jones, please, whatever voodoo it takes, find it deep inside you to give us a good playoff run. 'Cause I don't see any other way that this is not a ugly looking playoff run. So please, Martin Jones, I'll be praying to you every night. I'll have like little candles with his face on it and all that stuff. You can find me on Twitter at ChrisJWS. I'll be around. Actually, I'll be in San Jose this week for a little bit. So I maybe, you know, if you go to IBU or somewhere like that, you might just run into me.
Oh, good for you.
AJ, thank you for figuring out everything tonight. Your final thoughts and where the people can find your beautiful face.
Martin Jones, do that voodoo that you do. Right?
I say so.
Okay. You can find me on the Soch, AJ_Strong, Instagram and Twitter. Remember, we also have Tealtown USA Instagram and Twitter, gifting all of the games, all of the serious and fun moments from every single game. So do that. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Hey now. Wow, Laurel went full-blown retraction. I'm not sure what the hell is going on over there in the chat, but hey, hit us up. And you know what? I kind of forgot to give away to a viewer.
Oh, yes.
This jumbo bobble. It's not a bobble. The jumbo chia pet. So
your camera isn't showing, I don't think.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, does it? Okay, fine.
Oh, whatever.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go. Uh-oh. There is no Kayla. I will put Jumbo in Kayla's spot. How's that? She's going to be so pissed when she get back.
Yeah.
You do your thing, and I'm going to try to figure out way to give this away.
Sounds good. While he thinks about that, in case you missed anything or want to watch this again, check us out on teal10usa.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, and now Spotify. And of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We think what are we up to now? We are up to 1,273 people, and people you're watching, the 39 people watching. By all means, tell a friend, tell people left and right, you know, tell everyone to follow us. And like Tostitos316 says, tell everyone to follow Teal Town on Instagram. AJ does a phenomenal job with the pregame reports. On occasion, we do get Rocket to do a lovely voice as well. So definitely check this out at Teal Town USA on the social and on wherever you can find your podcasts. So, all right. And while AJ's still contemplating, tickets for the playoffs are currently on sale right now. Block all those Golden Knight fans from getting in to the Shark Tank. So get your tickets now at sjsharks.com. So also, I think the Barracuda also have a game coming up, if I'm not mistaken, back here. Yes, I believe that on the is third. There's a game on the 3rd and also the 5th. And definitely you have, and the 6th. So you have a bunch of Barracuda hockey to watch, and this time they fall on the opposite day of a Sharks game. So Wednesday, April 3rd against San Diego at 7, home on Friday at 7 p.m. against the Grand Rapids Griffins. And then if you want to do a doubleheader, 1:15, Saturday the 6th, they take on the Grand Rapids Griffins again before the Sharks play at 7 p.m. Or is it 7:30? I'm not mistaken.
It doesn't matter. You might see us live on Fan Appreciation Night from the Tank. We're still working on that.
Yep, we're still trying to get our traditional Fan Appreciation Night live show from the Tank for sure. And with that, AJ, are you ready to go?
Yes.
All righty.
So, everybody, get your typing fingers ready. And this is a piece of information that you can find relatively quickly. I'm looking for two names. Two names, everybody. I want to know if you're interested in getting a jumbo chia.
Chia. Jumbo chia.
Told you we're going to be giving away stuff as this season progresses. So everybody, get to the ready. Here's what I want. This is key. I'm looking for a set of numbers. Nah, I won't even do that. I thought it would be easier, but you know what? Okay. Just give me the name. I'm looking for the names of two players. Give me the name of the player that has the best plus minus on the Sharks and the worst plus minus on the Sharks. First person I see to put those in. So I was going to say numbers, but no. I don't want to do that. Just give me the names. First person who puts it in the chat gets the jumbo bobble, or not, I keep on saying bobble. It's a jumbo chia. Jumbo. Oh, and Johnny 1121 pulls it off. Dylan and Braun, congratulations, Johnny 1121. Do me a favor. Make sure you're following Teal Town USA on Twitter. Send us a tweet that says, "Hey, I'm Johnny 1121. And we will hook you up. We will find out your mailing address and hook you up with Jumbo Chia or whatever. I can't remember what the what the song was. But anyway, I do my best. But yeah. Anyway, you're a winner.
All right. So, John, enjoy your Jumbo Chia. We expect We expect pitchers to see how much that's growing and whether or not it grows as fast as a real jumbo beard.
And I'm going to be disappointed if it doesn't have like a little racing stripe.
Yeah, bud. Yeah, bud.
Yeah, bud.
Now, here's a question I have. Does Jumbo shave before the playoffs or does he just keep going?
I would assume he's going to go. I would prefer him to shave, but I'm going to assume that he's going to go.
Yeah. All right.
And so, from what I understand, Burns has signed a contract that does not allow him to shave. I don't know if it's like with Lay's or something like that, but there's some contract he signed up in Canada.
It was either Lay's or like Jack Link's jerky where he has it, where he can't do it. So
whatever.
Yeah, you know, hey, whatever gets you the money, do it, man. Cool. So everything's set in stone. These three games pretty much are meaningless. However,
well, then okay. If these three games are meaningless, especially between Edmonton and Vancouver, that game, the final game, fan appreciation, it might be meaningless for the Sharks. Right. Maybe not so meaningless for Colorado as that comes into play.
Very much.
But so. Let's see how the ice time differs over the next three games. Do we see Thornton playing Haley type minutes, if you will? Like, are we going to see that dialed back? Are we going to see Haley or Gambrell get more minutes? Are we going to see anybody else from the CUDA get called up to maybe give them a little bit of seasoning, if you will? It's PDB has some decisions to make. Also, now that everything is set in stone, three games left. How many times do you start Jones for the next three?
And the other weird part is how many, with the CUDA playing three games, how many times are you going to dip through the CUDA roster to fill those spots?
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. But hey, AJ,
mm-hmm.
Where do the Sharks play next?
All right. Good night, everybody.
Shut up. To answer AJ's question, which he's completely ignoring me, they are
someone came in Vancouver.
Oh, see, folks, even AJ's coming around with it. I mean, come on. So the Sharks are headed up to Vancouver to take on the Canucks on Tuesday night. And then we'll be back with you following that.
Hold on. I'm looking at the chat. Rob, dude, I love you. You are loyal to a fault. And I love your factor fictions. Dude, if we were going to see True or Cornash make their NHLWs, that would have been like over a month ago. You're not going to do it with three games left, bro.
Right? Felix saying, AJ's probably thinking, why do I agree to work with this guy?
Ask myself that every show.
Oh, wow. Feel the love, people. Feel the love. All right, so...
Playoffs?
So the Sharks head up to Vancouver. They will play the Canucks.
I'm sorry, where?
Okay, fine. Vancouver, that's a 7 p.m. game. That's on NBC Sports California Plus.
The remaining three are on Plus.
Right, so...
Thanks, Ace.
Hey, those three games are vital for the games.
Yeah, yeah, games like 7, 8, and 9 of 162, incredibly vital for the A's. Well,
and I think it's kind of a deal. Honestly, I think it's a deal that the Sharks play on Plus this week, so that way they are on the main channel
in October
in the playoffs.
Dude, they were going to be on the main channel in the playoffs anyway. No, I think this is really stupid, to be honest with you. It's that, first off, they don't even broadcast Sharks preseason games, at least you might see it on NHL Network or something like that. It's not going to be on any of the RSNs, but I think it's look, this is just my personal opinion. Yeah, okay. I think it's silly that, again, 162 games, but let's televise games 6, 7, and 8 or 5, whatever it is. It's in the first 10 of 162 games. Let's televise those on the main channel while were going to put the Sharks on the secondary channel. While now, granted, I think because the playoff situation for the Sharks is locked up, it's not as big a deal. Now, if things were still up in the air and the Sharks were fighting for position and potentially for the division, then I'd be super duper pissed about being relegated to the Plus Network. But because it's not that big a deal. But conversely, I would expect that if the Athletics made it to the postseason, I wouldn't have a problem if the A's were on the main California channel for opening day for the Sharks. You know, like the first couple of games for the Sharks, they're on the Plus Network because it conflicts with the A's in the postseason. Because to me, postseason, like, you know, that's top priority. But just my thoughts.
But the thing is that the baseball playoffs are on a completely different network, so they don't have to worry about that.
Okay, that's true. But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, though. It makes sense to kind of like compensate each other on that. So
yeah.
So remember, NBC Sports California Plus for the Sharks and Canucks on Tuesday, along with the rest of this regular season schedule. As for us, we don't go to any Plus channel. You got us right here on this one. So
there was only such a thing as YouTube Plus that had like audio.
Oh, right.
You know.
Oh, like, man. We're both going to be cursing each other once we go off the air with this audio stuff. So yeah. With that.
Well, we are doing Pucknologist live tomorrow night. Obviously, it got bumped from tonight because of Sunday and this and everything like that. So Pucknologist live will roll tomorrow. At the very least, there will be 2 out of 3 Pucknologists involved. And I say that just from a perspective of like YouTube and audio working. That's all.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that Monday night for the Pucknologist live right here on the YouTube channel.
And subscribe, people.
Yes, please hit that subscribe button down below. Hit that thumbs up button.
And to the 8 of you who threw down the thumbs button at now, look, I get it. I know we have a string of casts where each one has one thumbs down because that was Jessica's way of saying I'm watching. And I didn't think that was very cool, but that was her way of saying, hey, I'm watching, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The funny part is, I don't know if it's Vegas trolls. I don't know if it's Calgary trolls. There's a couple other people that I could probably name that I won't, but I love the fact we came on the air, before we came on the air, we already had 8 thumbs down. And right. When I see that, all that does is tell me that we're in your heads, you know, like if you hate us cause you ain't us. And I mean, you know, bitch, please, dude, you're going to thumbs us down before you even go on the air. Like, oh my God. Like, dude, fuck the thirst is real, bro.
Yeah. And Al Martin, say it's just Mike Smith 8 times.
You hear Chichu coming in?
Yeah.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Come again.
We're waiting.
Usually he waits to get a little closer, Chichu does.
Oh my gosh.
Nope. I guess not.
AJ Strong, the par 4.
He was almost there. Oh my god. Oh. How great would that be? Dude, that would just be so funny where you invert the both of those where it's like Tiger Woods backswing. Oh my god! God, what an incredible stroke on the 9th green off the 19th. It was amazing. The way he waffle boarded that golf ball, you know, if he did that. And then conversely, it's like tonight. It was like, and here we have hurdle to Timo Meyer to Couture goal. I want to see that. I want to hear that. You know, in fact, we should just download some Sharks footage. Oh, here. Well, Lord knows we've given some people enough ideas. Here, I'm just going to give you another idea to steal from us, you know? But just to take, download some footage from a Sharks game like tonight. And, oh, there was Chichu. download some footage and then just do the. Chichu's talkative today. Download the footage and just be like tonight. Let's say. We have the puck coming in to the offensive zone. It's on Hurdle's stick. Here comes the pass over to Timo. Back to Couture. And what a beautiful shot.
Oh, behind the net. Oh, bravo.
Mike Smith. Golf clap, everybody.
Oh, beautiful. That was wonderful.
Mike Smith, unable to deal with that incredibly, ridiculously awesome shot.
Yes.
And we move on to the next period.
And we'll move on to the next game, the Sharks and Canucks, Tuesday night. We'll be back here with you for that one. And we appreciate you guys all so much. So
except do for us the eight of you with thumb down.
Oh, yeah. But either way, we know we love you. We do this because we need more Sharks coverage, and we're here to give it to you. So please subscribe. Hit us up on tealtownusa.com. Felix has got some great posts up there. We'll be back
with it to you.
Wait, what?
Give it to you on Tuesday. And until then, keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it real teal. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Hey, everybody. Drew Remenda here. You're listening to another podcast from Teal Town USA.